Some of you have heard me talking about automation and where a lot of people are taking us with regards to automation, where society is headed. And when I say society, not just American society, but world society. Yeah, where they're taking us with regards to automation. And you've even heard me talking about from time to time where they're taking us with regards to, well, a creature that people have any number of names for. Some people call them humanoids. Some call them hubots. People call them just robots. And you've heard me, you know, posing quite a few questions about where will we end up with regards to the explosion, the growth, tremendous growth of hubots, humanoids, artificial intelligence in human flesh or looking in what appears to be a human body. Where is that going to lead us? Now, I know some of you might have been thinking, okay, well, yeah, that sounds too far-fetched for me to really take that seriously. So some of you decided that you would just go ahead and just, you know, listen a little bit, just pay a little bit of attention just for entertainment purposes and all of that, but just not take it seriously at all. Well, when we look into the future this Thursday, of course, that is my usual Thursday feature, Into the Future, and we do look into the future. We're going to look some more at what Americans are saying about automation, but I also want to introduce you to a woman. You notice I said a woman, right? She's actually a robot who is also a citizen of a major country in this world. And this is for real. I am not kidding. A robot who is also a bona fide citizen of a country. We're going to have that discussion this Thursday as we look into the future. On Saturday, we're going to take a look at a number of items. We're going to, just a few, but significant. We're going to take a look at how you can grow your hair. How many of you are looking at the top of your scalp and saying, I'm seeing too much scalp? Well, on Saturday, we may have some answers as to some solutions as to how you may go about filling in those gaps. It might work. And I think that you'll be pretty interested in some of the methods that we'll be sharing with you. We're also going to take a look at ways that you can develop your ability to concentrate. This is something that we've talked about a few times on this program. There are going to be some methods, some procedures, some processes that I've discussed this Saturday that I have not discussed in the past. I also want us to start a discussion regarding America's Muslims. How many of you love people so much that you love Muslims and you've decided that you're not going to buy into the perception or the way that Muslims are portrayed in much of the news? I didn't say all the news, much of the news, though. How many of you said, no, what they're saying about them is real? And so, yeah, I believe that about them. Okay. How many of you say, well, you know what? I really haven't formed an opinion one way or the other. I just feel like I just don't know enough to make a decision. Well, starting this Saturday, following through on Sunday, let's take a look at America's Muslims in particular. We'll touch on probably some facts that have to do with Muslims in a more general sense, other parts of the world, but our focus will be America's Muslims, American Muslims. We're going to take a look at matters that have to do with their social customs, how they feel about being Americans, and much more. so that we can begin to get a better idea of who American Muslims really are. So make sure that you're with me Saturday and Sunday. And remember this, if for whatever the reason, there's something that you want to hear, but you're not able to tune in, remember, you have two options now. Certainly, tuning in to 1550 AM The Voice is a great option. Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3, every week on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB. Your other option is by going to speakingwith.com and listening online at your convenience. To the right side, we still have this notice that we do the live stream. Just haven't figured out how to delete that message, but we don't do the live stream. But even better than the live stream, you can listen online at your convenience. Just go to speakingwith.com. And on the left side of the homepage, click on Listen Online. Listen live. I'm sorry, listen online at your convenience. It will bring up to the immediate right a list of guests and topics. You can scroll down looking for something that'll really grab you. And when you find that, or if you know what you want to hear, maybe you know you've looked online at this week's guests and topics, and you said, oh, and you think, I'd love to hear that, but I won't be able to be by my radio when that episode, that feature comes on. Listen online at your convenience. Click on that and scroll down to the date. Look for the date or the name of the guest or topic that you're looking for. Click on the name of that guest or topic, and then you'll see the segments come up, and you can just click on the segments of your choice. Is that easy? Just three easy clicks. Click on Listen Online at your convenience. Click on the name of the guest or topic of interest. And then click on the segments of interest and just listen. All right. Next week, more on how we can reduce sexual misconduct in America. Again, don't allow yourselves to listen with your emotions. I know a lot of times people have agendas, and sometimes we want that gender to look bad at all costs and make us look good at all costs. And don't do that. Let's just be open and honest about the real world, real talk about the real world, as we try to seek ways to reduce sexual misconduct in America. Till next time.